Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter of 2017 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Today on the conference, we have Mr. Nitin Mhaya, CEO of IMC, and Mr. José Argote, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Nitin Mhaya. Mr. Mhaya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the 2017 results. First, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us in this call, in which we'll provide important information related to IMC's performance in the year. Now, in slide number two, you can find the main highlights for the year. First, with regards to the financial highlights, I'd like to emphasize that adjusted EBITDA in constant currency reached 126 million reais and was up by 25%, with 160 basis points increase in margins that reached 8.2%, with revenues reaching 1.5 billion reais, or down 0.4% year-over-year. Net income reached 4 million reais compared to 80 million reais net loss in 2016. The operating cash flow after maintenance CapEx this year was 58 million reais, equivalent to 48% of adjusted EBITDA in the year. Those are the early improvements in results as a consequence of the implementation of our strategy focused on efficiency, execution, and growth that started in January. On the following slide, we will see that there were improvements in all regions. Now on slide three, we compare the EBITDA bridge of 2017 and 2016, and we can see the improvements in all regions, especially in Brazil. In Brazil, operating income was up 82% year-over-year, reaching 39 million reais, with 190 basis points expansion in margins. This was a result of top-line growth in the road segment and higher efficiency in the air segment that was mostly driven by air catering operation. It was negatively impacted by the mall segment. We will give you more details on actions to revert this year in the following slides. Also positive impact of the zero-based budget process, and resulting in G&A and holding reduction of about approximately 4 million reais year-over-year. In the U.S., the new stores, combined with higher efficiency on labor costs and SG&A, led to a 13% growth in operating income with 100 basis points margin improvement. In the Caribbean, operating income was up 6% in constant currency as a consequence of higher efficiency in labor and food costs, offsetting slightly lower revenues. These are the early achievements, and we're very confident that we still have a lot of room for further improvement in terms of margin, as well as terms of expansion in sales as we continue to implement our strategy. On the following slides, I'll give you a brief recap of the initiatives that we implemented through 2017 and the main efforts to improve results even further in 2018. Now, on slide four, I'd like to share with you the four main levers that help us to improve results in 2017. On the left-hand side, first, we improved margins even without considering sales growth based on, one, overhead and G&A adjustments, two, implementation of the zero-based budgeting philosophy, and three, the corporate restructuring that we concluded in September that will allow benefits from the central kitchens optimization. Second, the margins improvements on the back of higher sales as a consequence of the operational leverage, given that part of our cost structure is fixed. Our focus in 2017 on higher sales was Frango Assado, that presented 4.5% same-store sales growth in the year with better service, product innovation, marketing campaigns, infrastructure improvements, and also listening to the consumer with research and focus groups. Third, a very small expansion plan, if you look number of units, but with low execution risk that should have a significant impact on results It's focused on Olive Garden in Brazil and Margaritaville / Landshark in the US. Finally, with regards to the team and processes, we might note that the team that led the turnaround is complete and well aligned. We have made a subtle but important change by organizing the team by brand and not by channel. This allows us increased focus of the team, which means each brand has a new leader or owner. Also, we took project management to a new level in 2017 as it became a core function of the company. We implemented a live KPIs monitoring tool with daily information sent to all store managers with important information on sales, costs, and peer benchmarks / comparisons. And also the zero-based budget culture that helps to keep the belt tight in terms of costs. On the right-hand side, we have the 2018's most important initiatives, which I'll give further details on the following slides. First, in terms of initiatives to improve margins, we highlight the continuous focus and the zero-based budget methodology, and we are adding labor reform adjustments on labor costs, intelligent kitchen project, and manual process automation. Second, with regards to operational leverage and sales initiatives in Brazil, our main focus is Vienna, where we replicate Frango Assado initiatives implemented last year, and we will promote team assessment and training, research and focus groups to understand the consumer mind. We are also adding the intelligent kitchens projects, granting quality and consistency of execution. In the US, the focal points are improve stores infrastructure, promote group sales, and marketing initiatives. With regards to organic expansion, the focus remains Olive Garden in Brazil, Margaritaville, and Landshark in the United States. Finally, in terms of team and processes, we're introducing this year a goal-setting project to enhance variable compensation at all levels across the company. Now on slide 5, we'll discuss a little further the cost reduction initiatives. First, we continue to further streamline the overall cost structure using the zero-based budget methodology. We're also testing the higher flexibility that the new labor reform allows us in 4 Frango Assado restaurants and 5 Vienna restaurants, as we discussed in the last quarter. Depending on the results of those tests, we will roll out those to the rest of the stores. We're also implementing robotic process automation, RPA, to reduce manual labor at the back office. However, we believe that a major turn in terms of cost structure relates to the Intelligence Kitchen project. On the left-hand side, we have where we stand today, in which restaurants are supplied by Central Kitchen and several suppliers, but most of the final products are prepared at the restaurant. For that reason, an important part of the staff is dedicated to pre-prep of foods. At Vienna, we estimate somewhere between 20-25% is dedicated to that. Being a highly manual process, there's a significant amount of waste that translates into higher food costs, higher utilities expenses, and low consistency of execution within restaurants. On the right-hand side, we have the main impact on costs that the intelligent kitchen should have. The main issue is that we will have a much lower dependence on manual labor due to the supply of pre-prepared products by the central kitchens and our suppliers, combined with the new equipment at the stores, the combi steamers. Consequently, we should have savings on labor with lower personnel, lower food costs with lower waste, lower utilities expenses with better equipment, and more importantly, higher consistency of execution, which is crucial for a large-scale business as ours, and might eventually lead to higher same-store sales. Now on slide 6, I'd like to share the main initiatives for 2018 in terms of sales. Our main focus for the year will be the malls operations in Brazil, namely the Vienna brand. On the bottom of the page, we show the diagnosis of the main issue regarding the performance of malls restaurants that relates to execution. On the left-hand side, we show the customer satisfaction survey, where we can see that most of the complaints are related to service and or execution. The execution issue is even more clear when we analyze the data on the right-hand side, as there is a large gap between the top-performing and the bottom-performing Vienna Express restaurants. In terms of sales, top-quartile restaurants had a positive 1.5% same-store sales in 2017, while bottom-quartile performers had a 15.5% negative same-store sales. On the bottom right, we analyze the performance in terms of contribution margin, and again, we can see a large gap between the restaurants, attesting the execution issue. An important note here is that the thing in common on the top performing restaurants is that they are the ones with the most experienced managers. Now on slide 7, I'd like to give a little more color on what we're doing to improve sales. Following the steps we've taken at Frangasado, which resulted in positive figures in terms of service, we are assessing the team in order to provide adequate training according to each individual needs of managers and leaders. Another important issue with regards to the team is related to compensation and alignment, for which we have an ambitious project that I will explore in further detail shortly. Aiming at improving product quality and consistency of execution, which is crucial for a large-scale operation as ours, we are testing a new initiative that we call the Intelligent Kitchens. The ultimate goal here is to provide stores with 100% pre-prepared products by the central kitchen or suppliers. For example, today we receive a piece of meat at the restaurant, then this piece of meat is portioned into steaks. Being a manual process, the steaks are different at each store. Receiving pre-prepared steaks by the central kitchen or suppliers, we will be able to guarantee a high level of quality standards across the board, besides reduction of waste. Another important aspect of the Intelligent Kitchen is the new equipment that are upgrading to combi steamers that are more efficient and has a lower dependence on manual labor. All in all, we expect to increase sales with better quality products and improve service, not to mention again the positive impact on costs as I stated earlier. Now, on slide 8, we detail the main sales improvement efforts in the US and Caribbean. In the US, we had three focal points: stores infrastructure, group sales and marketing, and digital marketing. In the US, we had three focal points: stores infrastructure, group sales and digital marketing. In the Caribbean, the focus is to sustain the level of sales and operational efficiency while launching new products and seek for new catering agreements in Colombia. Now, on slide 9, with regards to expansion, we start with Olive Garden in Brazil. As we have discussed in our previous call, we are focusing our expansion in few units but with relevant impact on results. We believe that we will be able to have, by 2019, 10 Olive Garden restaurants that should have an aggregate operating income between 12 and 15 million reais, which is higher than the 2017 entire mall segment. Now on slide 10, we have the expansion potential for the US, where we plan to open 2 to 3 restaurants per year. So by the end of 2019, as we can see in the bottom line, the 6 restaurants could represent nearly 30 to 40% of 2017's consolidated US results. And last, on slide 11, we have our main project for 2018 with regards to team and processes. This goal-setting project will have the support of Visagio Consulting and intends to enhance the variable compensation dynamics at the company and also the rituals of management. Today, we have variable compensation to top management based on results and project completion, also to store managers based on sales, contribution margin, operations assessment, and customer satisfaction. After the implementation of this project, we plan to extend variable compensation to 100% of our employees with individual goals and KPIs. There will be monthly payments to operation, probably quarterly payments to managers, semi-annual and an annual to back office and top management. We expect that this should align the interests of our employees and consequently boost performance. I'll now pass the floor to José Agote, our CFO, who will provide further detailed information on financial performance.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. On slide 12, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We see that the company closed the year with 239 stores, a net decrease of 22 units in comparison with the previous year. There was a net reduction of 19 stores in Brazil, of which 2 were in roads, 10 in shopping malls, and 7 in airports. And there was a net reduction of 3 stores in the Caribbean. On the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in 2017. On the top left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales totaled positive 0.4%. The road segment posted a 4.5% positive same-store sales performance. We had a 1% decrease in airports and a 6% decrease in malls. Next, to the right, we can see that U.S. operation had a negative 7.7% same-store sales performance in constant currency, impacted in the third quarter by Hurricane Irma. In the Caribbean, we had a 2.4% reduction in same-store sales. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 2% reduction year-on-year in constant currency and a 4.6% reduction in reais. On slide 14, we have the company's consolidated results, which were positively impacted by the improved margins in all regions. Consolidated EBITDA totaled 126 million reais in constant currency, increasing 25% versus last year and improving 160 basis points in margins. In terms of cash generation, operating cash flow after maintenance capex over EBITDA was 48% for the year. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operation. Operating income came in at 39 million reais, up nearly 82% versus 2016, due to the improvement in the road and airport segment that offset the lower performance of shopping malls. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 63% in the year. Moving now to the road segment on slide 16, we can see the positive performance of both restaurants and gas stations that led to a 4.5% increase in same-store sales for the year. Operating income came in at 63 million reais, 22% up year-on-year as a consequence of lower labor, food, and rent expenses, offsetting the increase in fuel cost due to the higher discount policy implemented in some gas stations to drive higher traffic to our operations. There was a 280 basis point increase in operating margin in the period. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to cash conversion reached 86% in the year. On slide 17, we can see the Brazilian air operations posted a reduction of 1% in same-store sales in 2017. That, combined with the reduction in stores, led to a 6% reduction in net revenues that came in at 246 million reais. Operating income came in at 24 million reais, which represents an 89% improvement year-on-year with a 500 basis point increase in margin as a result of lower food, rent, utility, and S&OPEX expenses. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 92% in the year. On the next slide, we review the mall operation, which were impacted by the reduction of 6% on same-store sales and the net closure of 10 stores year-on-year, leading to a 7% reduction in net revenues that reached 234 million reais in the year. Operating income totaled 13 million reais, down 40% year-on-year with a 300 basis point reduction in margins due to the lower volumes affecting the segment scale. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 68% in the year. Now, on slide 19, we talk about the U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In 2017, revenue from the U.S. operations totaled $115 million, up 1% versus last year due to the positive performance of the new stores that offset the reduction in same-store sales. Operating results were up 13% year-on-year, reaching $11 million, with a 100 basis point increase in margin that reached 9.5% for the year. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 95% in the year. On slide 20, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we have presented the figures in reais in constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean were down 2%, mainly led by Colombia, resulting in a net revenue decrease of 1.4% year-on-year. Higher efficiency, especially in food costs, offset the lower revenues, leading to a 6% increase in our operating income that totaled 50 million reais in the year, with a still strong operating margin of 26%. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 94% in the year. Now, commenting on the company's cash flow, we move to slide 19. Our operating cash flow after maintenance capex totaled 58 million reais in the year. The EBITDA to operating cash conversion reached 48%. Impacted by higher maintenance capex due to the investments to improve the store's look and feel and the working capital needs. Continuing with the cash flow, on slide 22, we can see that we consumed 6.5 million reais in the year. The cash flow highlights include capex of 66 million reais and a capital reduction or distribution to shareholders in the amount of 48 million reais. This concludes my comments on the financial results, and I will now turn it over back to Newton for his final remarks before we open for Q&A.
Now, on slide 23, I'd like to share with you my last comments. The bottom line here is that we came a long way, made very important improvements, but still a lot of room for improvement. This image illustrates that. Brazilian EBITDA margin in 2016, including the holding expenses, was 2.3%, precisely when I stepped in as CEO. We nearly doubled that in 2017, reaching 4.2%, but there's still a lot of room for improvement for us to reach our minimum target of 10% margin for Brazil. This concludes my comments, and from now on, we will open to Q&A session.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then two. And again, that's star and the number one if you would like to ask a question. And at this time, I'm showing no questions, so I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Newton Maya for any closing remarks.
I'd like to thank everyone for attending this call, and just to say that we are available for follow-up questions through our Investor Relations Department. Thank you.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.